As for the activations in the visual cortex, we proposed that they were related to visual imagery. Last, with regard to the loci of activation noted in the parietal cortex, given that the right SPL is also involved in the spatial perception of self, we submitted that the activation of this parietal region, BA7, during the mystical condition, might reflect a modification of the body schema associated with the impression that something greater than the subjects seemed to absorb them. Moreover, there is evidence that the left IPL is part of a neural system implicated in the processing of visuospatial representation of bodies. Therefore, the left IPL activation in the mystical state was perhaps related to an alteration of the body's schema. However, the IPL plays an important role in motor imagery. It is thus possible that the activations in the right, BA40, and left, BA7 IPL, were related to the motor imagery experienced during the mystical condition. Conclusions from the studies. We learned two valuable things from our studies. The results of the two studies taken together, QEEG and fMRI, dispose of the notion that there is a God spot in the temporal lobes of the brain that can somehow explain RSMEs. The results of our fMRI and QEEG studies suggest that RSMEs are neurally instantiated by different brain regions involved in a variety of functions, such as self-consciousness, emotion, body representation, visual and motor imagery, and spiritual perception. This conclusion correlates well with subjects' descriptions of RSMEs as complex and multidimensional. As the abstract of our published study in Neuroscience Letters, 2006, puts it, "The main goal of this functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, study was to identify the neural correlates of a mystical experience. The brain activity of Carmelite nuns was measured while they were subjectively in a state of union with God. This state was associated with significant loci of activation in the right medial orbitofrontal cortex, right middle temporal cortex, right inferior and superior parietal lobules, right caudate, left medial prefrontal cortex, left anterior cingulated cortex, left inferior parietal lobule, left insula, left caudate, and left brainstem."